All right, I am here. Sorry about that. I got the shout-out from Coach Paul to turn on the game camera really quick. So here we go. Starting off right now, we're live in Birchwood, Chugiak area of Alaska for Rookies basketball. The Rookies got the tip-off right away, working the ball down to the lower left-hand hoop, but it gets intercepted right away by Birchwood. Birchwood Academy right now, a Christian school, with possession, moving to the top of the free throw line, looking for an open door, but a double team right there is going to snatch the ball out and set up Elena for a fast break, and there she goes. Ooh, coming too fast, though. A little hard up the glass. Rebound goes to Kiana. Emily Randall in the game right now for the Rookies. Starting out, we've got Emily also. McKenna Gould, Kiana, Christine Eichley, and Elena Mack starting out. And there they go. McKenna leading the team, as she always does, goes down, gets the ball to the bottom left-hand post and puts it up, and here they go, the Rookies with that notorious man-to-man defense, and this is going to give Birchwood some heartburn. All right, they get it past, running real quick with the ball poked out from behind by Elena. She just fed right on up there. Ball in the hands of Emily, and she's going to take it all the way. Oh, a little hard off the glass and a little low. The rebound goes to King Cove. Coach Ball is telling his team to slow it down just a little bit, set the team up. It's a young Birchwood team starting out right now for Birchwood. We have Kaylin Collender as the captain. Serena, number 5, Becker. Number 12, a captain, Maddie Carey. 15, Emma Patterson. And Priscilla Jensen, number 20. All the starters here for Birchwood Christian. Ball went into the paint. McKenna Gold was the intended recipient, but it did not go into her hands. Picked up by number 20, Priscilla Jensen. She's a going to play large on the right-hand side now. Moves the ball down to the block. Oh, there should be a travel there, but a couple of intercepts are 15, Emma Patterson, but the ball stays alive in the hands of Birchwood. 4 freshmen on this team. Young, they've lost several players over the last years, so really just kind of new to playing with each other. Getting better every game is what I've been told that. 15 puts up a shot. Emma Patterson, no good. Rebound goes to the Rookies, and a nice movement of the ball down to the left-hand side, and powered up by Christine Eichley. Her first 2 points, 4-0. And we're going to have a quick 30-second timeout called by Birchwood. We're going to go and discuss this full-court press. So the man-to-man that the Rookies have brought this year has just been indispensable in their ability to create large leads and really to control the pace of the game in a way that made it for very hard for the team to recover. However, I did hear that it was a fantastic game yesterday at Nikolaevich. The ladies coming off of a very tight matchup. Only 3 points, I believe, separated the teams. Nikolaevich just known for having spectacular squads. And there's a buzzer at the end of the timeout. The score is 4-0 right now. King Cove coming out the lead. They're going to be on defense as we begin throwing in the ball. At the baseline will be Birchwood Academy. Emma Patterson's going to take the ball for the Warriors. It's going to be man-to-man defense, full court. We're going to see what Birchwood has at their sleeve to get this in action. All right, looking around. They get it in past the baseline. Number 12 has the ball. That's Maddie Carey. She's driving up quickly, able to get it over to Emma. Emma takes a couple steps, stops, looks at the shot, decides no, passes to number 12, captain Maddie Carey. That pass is intercepted, though, quickly by the Rookies, and I think the defense is really going to be a shutdown force here. Travel called right there on Christine Eichley as she received the pass and took a little bit of a step, beginning her dribble. Substitution, here comes Jalea, and she's going to tap in for Christine. On the floor right now, Jalea, McKenna, Kiana, Emily, and Elena. Here we go, and the captain, Maddie Carey, moving up past the half-court line. She calls the play into action. There's a trap right there's a movement, and it's going to be a contact there. Number 12, that was the captain, Maddie Carey, trying to get the ball back after it was stolen. The players have a play, it sounds like, where they collapse right onto the top of the key, and McKenna just saw it coming, got right in front of the ball, snatched it up immediately. All right, McKenna with the ball right now, moving up to the top of the key, takes it down low, laser fast pass to the baseline where Emily Brandon puts up the shot. No good, but Jalea pulls down the board, back to the outside perimeter, Rookies with possession. McKenna takes a shot from deep in two-point territory, no good, rebound going to Carey. Carey seems to be a very strong leader right now for the Birchwood Warriors. She's going to take the ball up, pulls up for a shot right near the free throw line. No good. Kiana with the rebound and a fast breaking. Elena Max going to get the ball. She takes the layup all the way and finishes the job. There's 6 points now for the Rookies. 4:30 on the clock here. Okay, here we go. Ball in for Birchwood. It's going to go out on the baseline, though. Number 20 had the pass, Priscilla Jensen. And good job by Elena putting a body on her and forcing her out of bounds. So throwing underneath their own basket now for the rookies. Oh, McKenna sees Delea wide open on the post. Left-hand side, she gets it and just finishes it quickly. 8-0 now. King Cove looking for an opportunity. Full court pressure, puts it down hard, but off the toes of the rookies. Going to go out of bounds. This time a sideline throw in. 15, Emma Patterson will throw it in. She quickly finds a wide open number 20, Priscilla Jensen. Oh, the ball's poked out, though. Dribbles were kind of high. Elena poked it out really quickly, but it's quickly picked up by Carey. Carey keeping alive for Virtual Academy. Oh, a pass by number 4 who just entered the game. Kaylin Callender, another captain. Good job. Going to be charging by number 15, Emma Patterson. The referee gave her an opportunity, but Emma just really kind of like put her elbow out and forcing her way down the baseline. Substitution number 4 is going to sit down, Callender. And in will come number 5. And that is Serena Becker. All right, ball in for the rookies now. Outside on the perimeter, McKenna is going to take it. Oh, her pass is taken over by number 20. The pass was trying to go around Callender's body, or Jensen's body, and she just couldn't quite get the pass wide enough. It hits her thigh and goes out of bounds. 3:46 on the clock. The rookies still lead the Birchwood Warriors 8-0. There you go. Carey with the ball. Takes it across. She's being met by man-to-man defense. And, man, the rookies have incredible defense this year. Their defensive stances are just really energetic. They stay on their players like crazy. They close the traps when they need to, forcing great steals. Taking it down to the baseline, though, Birchwood is getting the ball, and good effort right there. Took a shot from the right-hand side as the ball was passed down to the baseline. Shot goes up, no good, and rebound brought in by Birchwood, and the foul on the rebound against King Cove. That's going to go against Delea. Delea had a little foul trouble last time, so yesterday, Nikolajevic. McKenna's going to sit down, and in will come Monica Yesterday. Here's a throw-in on the baseline underneath their own basket for Birchwood. They move the ball out towards the half-court line. And here's a new player in, number 21, Kiara Sullivan. And that shot's not going to count. Foul on number 14. If I'm not mistaken, that's Emily. Number 14 is Emily Brandel. All right, throwing underneath their own baseline for the Warriors. They get it in. Number 5 who has a wide-open shot right below the basket. No good from about 5 feet out. Real close, though. That was number 5, Serena Becker. Fast break for Emily Brandel. Gets the ball fed to her. No good off of that shot. Another high rebound and shot this time up. No good by the rookies once again. And the fast rebound and transition by Carey for the Birchwood is going to take the ball all the way down coast to coast. Put up a shot. No good. There's Elena now with the board for the rookies with 2:52 left to go here in the first quarter. The score remains scoreless for Birchwood, 8% or for King Cove. Emily takes a look at the three. Passes down to a post. Kiana. Oh, travelers. Kiana took a 1-2 step. She paused for a second. Looked and saw a wide-open basket, kind of got a stance to take the shot, and that's going to be a travel. So a throw-in, no man-to-man. Jalea's going to sit down, by the way, and then will come Sadie. Coach Paul giving his players a lot of opportunity to not run themselves out. They've got a long road trip ahead of them, and they don't need to be playing full-court man every game if it's not necessary. So they're going to sit back into a half-court man-to-man. The ball goes loose. Good job by Emma Grandall. Oh, we're going to have a tie-up, though. Number 21 gets herself in there. Kiara Sullivan and ties it up with Emily. Jump ball. Possession is going to be for Birchwood. They're going to throw it in out on the corner on the baseline underneath their basket. So here we go. Ball in action. All right, calling for moving from the players. Patterson gets the ball in. She finds Carey on the baseline. Puts up a shot. It goes over the top of the rim. Rebound, though, by Carey. Travel as Carey took a dribble stop, and tried to dribble out again. Good effort. And here's a little full court man-to-man. Forcing it. Turnaround, and that's going to be, out of bounds. Last touch by Elena. Good job by Carey getting back there and kind of surprising the rookies with a full court man coverage. Ball in play. Patterson with it again. Brings it into number 5, Becker. Becker all the way across to Kiara. She took an off-balance shot right away. She fired it immediately when she got it. No good. Rebound to the rookies. And Monica, this time, she's able to seal the deal. Gets the ball fed from half court down at the bottom right-hand post or left-hand post. Puts it up and in underneath the basket. 10-0 now. Rookies with the lead and 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Number 20, Priscilla Jensen, moves the ball quickly for Birchwood. She pulls up her dribble. Feeds it over to Sullivan. Sullivan driving over the right-hand line. We'll send it back outside to Jensen. Jensen now to Patterson. Patterson drives into the lane, turns around, puts the ball poked out by Elena. Elena was right behind her, and she's able to get a hand on it. It goes out of bounds. Substitution as Christine's going to come in for Monica on the rookie. All right. Hearing some heavy breathing right now from the Blizzard Warriors. They're running around a lot. And King Cove doing a good job saving their legs on passes and defense. Ball goes in and off one of the Burford players. So King Cove's going to stand right where Burford just was. Can I get the ball? She looked at Elena and said she decides to burn it down the half-court line herself. Now she'll pass it to Elena. Elena will take it to the top of the key. She looked at a long shot for three, decided not to. Pass over to Christine. Christine, over to the baseline. Now outside again to Elena. Here's Sadie. Sadie for a long shot for two, just at the front of the rim. She ropes up a jump ball there as both her and Jensen collapse from the ball and grabbed it pretty much exactly the same time. Good job following it by Sadie. Underneath throwing basket, King Cove throwing it in. Ball gets poked out by Sullivan. There'll be another throw in for King Cove as they shuffle over just a few paces to the left of the baseline. 1:14 on the clock. Rookies up by 10. Here we go. Elena feeds it over to Christine. Nicely back to Elena, and now Elena's going to dribble the ball around, looking for an opportunity. Just about a minute to go. Coach Paul Barker calling his girls for some movement. It's been a long road trip. They've been traveling hard, playing lots of games, but the rookies maintaining great energy. Good movement of the ball all the way around. They move it into the corners and then back up the perimeter, really doing a good job feeding around and looking for a weakness. But the man-to-man coverage from Birchwood has been really strong. There we go. Kiana's going to take it up at the baseline and put up a shot. It goes off the top of the rim. Rebound, though. Oh, an illegal screen put up there by Kiana, kind of getting a confused face from her. Paul Barker, not sure why that was called either, it looks like, but looked like that was they're going to call an illegal screen there. All right, so here we go. Underway with 36 seconds on the clock. Birchwood remains scoreless, but they have the ball here. They'd like to get a couple points as they go into the quarter. Ball fed over to Patterson. She can't get a grip on it. Stolen up by, double steal though. Carrie comes up behind Sadie. Double dribble. Yep, Carrie knows she did it too. She was trying, she had Sadie. The ball went to Sadie, but Carrie was able to get her hands on it, pulled away. Double dribbles as she tried to maintain control. Throw in for the rookies now on the sideline. Elena playing points this game. Takes it to the top of the key. And calls a play into action. Not a lot of movement from the rookies right now. All right, here we go. Sadie takes it up, drives the baseline, puts up a shot, a little jumper from about 7 feet out. No good. Becker with the rebound for Birchwood. 4 seconds on the clock. They feed the ball to Carrie. She fires. It's got a good line. A little hard up the glass, though. And there we go. With that buzzer, it will be the end of the first quarter. The score, 10 for the rookies and a scoreless score right now for Birchwood Christian. Thank you so much for tuning in. You are on 8:30 a.m. KSDP. A quick thank you to our sponsors who make these broadcasts possible. Thank you to the Elliott Corporation, also the Illusions East Borough, the King Cove Corporation, and the City of King Cove, the Schumann Corporation, also the City of Sandpoint, and Pell Alaska, GCI, and Peninsula Airways. Thank you to all these wonderful sponsors who make these broadcasts happen. But most of all, we want to thank you, the listener, for tuning in here to KSDP. It's been a great road trip so far, but I'm going to tell you right now, the roads in Anchorage are icy. It was wild getting up here. It was an exciting journey and trip all the way up here. And it's just pretty much, I think that honestly, it's probably been close to 3 feet of snow that's been dumped on since the road trip began last week. Once you got on the Glen Highway, though, things got a lot better, so the roads were safe on the interstate. It's once again to Anchorage, the municipalities just can't even keep up, but it's been a beautiful experience. It's a nice warm, too. It reached 20, which is a lot nicer than negative 20 when we were in Wasilla a few days back. So with that warm came the snow, though. All right, buzzer goes, and a fresh 8 minutes on the clock. Possession going to Birchwood as we begin the second quarter. Here we go. Carey takes it in, drives past the defender, and turns and puts up a shot in the free throw line. Hard off the glass, though. Good move by Carey, able to get past the King Cove defense. Elena with the ball. She takes it over to the right-hand side. That's Monica Yetchina. Yetchina spins around looking for some help. She sees delay in the paint, pins it down. McKenna now on the baseline. She's going to kick it back outside as she fumbled the ball and had to gain possession. Good fake right there as Elena takes the ball into the paint. Doesn't take the shot. Sees delay down the bottom left-hand side, and she puts it up. Good for two. 12 points now. Oh, the ball gets sent straight into the rookies as their full court man-to-man is back. Three passes and the basket, making it 14-0 now. Oh, lane violation at number two, who just checked in now for the Warriors. That's Anna Karuba. Stepped off the line and fires in. All right, put into delay now. She's going to turn to the paint. Ooh, sends it outside to Elena, and Elena's just not quite able to save it. She puts her toe on the midcourt line. Over and back called. 7:11 on the clock now. 14-0 is the score as we are in the second quarter of this game. Berkeley Academy moves it in. Ball goes over number 21, Sullivan. Sullivan, oh, the ball gets poked out by Christine Eichmann. Good defense by Christine. Goes down hard and picked up by Emma. And it was one of those things where it hits the foot and just goes straight out right into Emma's hands. Or McKenna's hands. Sorry, not Emma. It's McKenna. Travel there. A little setter set by Christine as she began to drive into the lane. She was moving hard and fast and just dribble didn't quite keep up with the movement. Here we go. The Warriors with the ball. They move it in. Get it over to Carrie. Carrie doing a great job keeping the energy for the Warriors. She takes her to the side of Christine, but good job by Christine Eichley. She didn't let her get past her this time. Double dribble forced by Christine. Man, good job because Carrie was able to do a nice little 360 turn around Christine last time. That's how she got the shot opportunity from the free throw line, but good job by Christine Eichley staying in front of Tay. All right, the Wilkins are going to throw in the ball. Quiet auditorium here today. Plenty of seats if you're listening in Birchwood. All right. Elena actually gets bumped by Carrie on defense, and Carrie actually apologized to her on the middle of the court. That's really nice. Shot fired right there by Christine Eichley. It's going to go off the top of the rim. Rebound by Carrie, but she's got the, oh, that was three rookies all around her. She's able to dribble through, though, and McKenna gets back onto her man. Blocking called right there by Elena as number 20, Priscilla Jensen, is trying to drive past her. The ball goes out. Fourth team foul now by the rookies. They did get into foul trouble yesterday against Nikolaevich, so they're going to have to watch out for that. Number two is going to throw it in. Karuba. On it, Karuba over number 20, Priscilla Jensen. Jensen now all the way over to Sullivan, back to Carrie. Carrie's going to let her girls get things in motion here. Emma being guarded by Emily Brandel this time. Emily's going to come up and put a little more contact on her. Good job keeping a body in front. Not letting carry back. Good defense played by Brandel. Now over to Sullivan. Sullivan drives the baseline and puts up a shot. Oh, man, good distance. Nice arc, but just a little to the left. Rebound goes to the rookies, and Elena's got a wide open look at a layup on a fast break. She takes it all the way down and in 16-0 now with under 6 to go here in the first half. And we're going to have a full timeout call here by Birchwood Christian. Going to get things on track here. And I'm going to have to do a little research during halftime to pull up the score. I know that Sandpoint was able to control the pace of the game very well when they played against Birchwood Academy, but they did get a couple of points on the board. Again, you're tuned in to KSDP. Another 12 to 20 inches, I believe, expected in Anchorage over the night. It's just been more than the plows can keep up with. So be careful out there. I know the students are being careful. We've got great coaches driving these students around. Nice big van. So, and they stay the night out here in Birchwood Academy. Tomorrow, we're going to have Sandpoint on the air for the next 2 days as we end the Anchorage portion or the road system portion of the road trip. So we're going to have tomorrow in Seward, we're going to have the men and women of Sandpoint squaring off against Seward. And then after that, we'll have them once again, I believe, at Lumen Christi on Wednesday. And then we'll let you know what kind of coverage we're going to see of the Battle of the Bay. We always have our friends over at KAKN cover that one for us. And we'll see what kind of coverage they can provide. As soon as we get that information, so will you. All right, there's a buzzer, 5:50 here in the first half. The score is 16-0. It's probably the loudest buzzer I've ever experienced. All right, throwing in now from the sideline, from the baseline, Birchwood Academy. Number two is going to take the ball. That's Karuba. Anna Karuba with the ball. She's going to take it in, look for some help. She sees it. Number 20, the ball's going to go to the floor, though. Good defense by Elena. Elena and number 20, Priscilla Jensen, share the jersey number, but Birchwood Christian's able to get the ball back again. Here comes Sullivan driving all the way into the lane. She could have gotten past Sadie, but instead she pulls back and sends it outside. Now a good drive on the baseline. And foul on Elena there. Her hands were up. And, you know, when you power up for a shot, you sometimes want to, like, drop your wrist down over the top and try to deflect the ball. That forced the contact. Sullivan now. Sorry, that's not Sullivan. That's number 20. Number 20, Priscilla Jensen at the line. First attempt. Oh, not in. Be nice to see them get at least one in. All right, here we go now with the ball. Number 20 looking. Lane violation. Okay, a little instruction from the referee there, telling them that if you're outside the three-point line, you have to wait for it to hit before you can enter into the three-point line. All right. Here we go. The ball now in the hands of the rookies. Number 11 driving up high off the glass. Good shot by Kiana. Taking it in 18-0. She took that one all the way. All right. Ball goes loose. Number 20 able to get back in. That's Jensen. Jensen looking for some help. She's got two players from the rookies on top of her. They're able to find number 15, Patterson. Patterson's going to drive it all the way and take another shot high off the glass. That one won't go down. And rebound fought for between McKenna and 21, Sullivan. Sullivan comes out with the ball, and she sends it down. Once again, Jensen with a shot. That one's not going to go in from the baseline. Oh, and a cross-the-court pass gets picked off by Carey, but Emily chases it down and grabs it, saves it. It goes back in, but Becher picks it up for the Berkeley Academy. Good playing by both these teams now. Lots of energy from both King Cove and Berkeley. Picked up there as number 15 was supposed to get the ball. Emma Patterson not able to grab it, and the ball will go in the hands of Kiana. And with that, we're going to have a whistle and a quick foul. You know, just fast-paced basketball here as both these teams fighting real hard for each possession. Good defense from both teams. All right, the ball now in the hands of Emily Pandles, who will play point. Looking on the floor right now, we've got Kiana, Jalea, Sadie, McKenna, and Emily in the game for the rookies. Emily will take a shot from the baseline. She drove all the way up there. Doesn't go down. So 4:21 on the clock here in the first half. The Berkeley Warriors will take the ball. Oh, wide open shot from the baseline by Patterson. Oh, just off the back of the rim. Doesn't go down. Kiana now with it. She had a quick pass from McKenna. Kiana really, you know, for a big player, she's got good ball handling skills, which is really nice. She sets up Emily for a true three-point shot. That one won't go down, but Jalea with a putback, and that will go in the basket, making it now 20-0. 3:55. All right. Coach Paul calling the team back quickly on defense. They're playing a little bit less tight on the man-to-man, on the full-court nature of it, at least. All right, here we go. Ball in the hands of Berkeley. Number 15, again with a free shot. That's Patterson. Not going to go down, though, over the top of the rim. McKenna gets a fast break. She keeps her composure and puts up and in. 22-0 now, 3:31 left in the first half. All right, here we go. And Jensen's going to get in the basket one of these days, but keeps giving her that open shot. Oh, sorry, Patterson's going to get in there. All right. Oh, McKenna pokes the ball out. Trying to pick it up, but she's got two players around her. She does. Kiana, good job getting behind the defense, making for a wide open break to the basket. And King Cove is sort of running away with this one now, 24-0 with 3 on the clock. And, you know, the thing about King Cove is that you don't really have, like, a second string or a third string to pull in. Every single player is a major contributor to the King Cove team. So everyone's going to be a good contributor, which is great. All right, number 21 takes it all the way in Sullivan. She puts up a shot. No good. Rebound, though, was fought for, and Berkeley Academy gets away with it. So here we go. The ball in the hands is up. Priscilla Jensen, she sends it all the way over to Sullivan, but the ball gets poked out. And a clean tip-off from McKenna, they're going to say, so that will be a no over and back call as they get it on the other side of the half court line. All right, ball in the hands of 20, Jensen. Okay, ball in the hands now. I think that was a 3-second violation by number 5, Serena Becker. Ball will now go into possession of King Cove. All right, here we go. I can move the ball. Quickly gets it over now to Monica. Monica will have her turn at point. She drives in fast, sends it all the way over to McKenna. Man, McKenna with such confidence drives into the paint and puts up a shot. Nice deflection by Birchwood, though, and that will send the ball out of bounds. Last touch by the Warriors. A pair of substitutions as Christine Eichley comes in, and also Elena sitting down will be Kiana and McKenna. Lots of subs during this game for the rookies, keeping the players nice and fresh so they're ready for the big road games we got coming up and Bristol. I know the rookies want to walk away with that win in Bristol Bandit here. Oh, here's a steal by Carey. She's got Monica in front of her. Can't quite burn past the defender. She pulls back for a jumper from about 7 feet out. That's no good. Rebound to Elena. She sees Elena breaking real fast. And oh, my goodness. Counts the basket as number 4, just doing everything she can to stop Malaya. That's Kaylin Callender. Yeah, count the basket. Jalea doing. I mean, and I'm just going to see if I can get a quick reference point. I mean, it looks like Jalea had close to a fit on Kaylin. And so Kaylin put a block in front of her, and they both go down. But good job for Delay to finish the shot. 2 minutes now here in the first half, 26-0, with a chance for a three-point play here by Jalea. Jalea gets the ball, powers it down as she does her three-shot ritual, fires it. Beautiful. Oh, no, Jalea with her own violation there. She had a beautiful shot, just went straight down off the back of the iron. 2 minutes left here in the first half. Here we go now, ball in the hands of Birchwood. Birchwood will move it down quickly. Sends it over to the right-hand side, but yeah, Christine Eichler was just waiting for that one. She picked it right off. More fast breaks right here. Oh, but good job by Callender. Getting the ball was fed to Monica, but Callender came out of nowhere, kind of spooked Monica. So she sends the ball back to the other side of the post, and that one's up and in. 28-0 now, with 90 seconds to go. Good move of the ball here by the Warriors, as Sullivan's going to take it up to the right-hand side. Fire! Oh, the first 2 points of the game right there, number 21, Kara Sullivan. High off the glass, straight down, nothing but net off the top of the back of the backboard. Monica gets the ball, blocking, yep. Sullivan, after putting in the shot, is going to put a body in front of Monica. She was breaking in. Now we'll be a throw in underneath their own baseline. Everyone was kind of lining up, it looked like, for a free throw. But only five fouls apiece from both these teams. The throw in off the baseline, travel by Monica. She was getting back to defense, a little setter step. No good. Shot was fired. It's not going to count because of that. All right, you're tuned in, 8:30 a.m. We got 1:19 here on the clock in the first half. The score is 28-2 now. Birchwood just getting on the board for the first time in the game. Rookies playing defense. Oh, and what defense by Elena. She just saw the pass coming from a mile away and just ran it straight down, stealing the ball, taking it all the way up for the layup, 30-2. Good job keeping her composure. All right, ball in the hands of number 12, Carey. Good move in the ball. Christine trying to poke it out. Can't quite do it. Oh, and there we go. Two more points now. Score 30-4 here. Good job by Carey driving into the paint and a little hook shot. 55 seconds left to go. Elena just takes the ball up and puts up a jumper from about 5 feet out. Good. For 32 points now for the rookies. Boys, they are coming up next. Don't go anywhere. It may be cold outside. We got some hot basketball here on KSCP. Good job by Monica. She just came right up behind Callender and knocked the ball out as she was taking a shot. It's going to go loose. Rookies had the ball. Monica gets a fast break. Pauses, though. Stadio's on the other side of the post. He gets the pass to Monica. Puts it up and in. No good. And a three-second violation as King Cove got the rebound. They were trying to get it out, and players were helping them with the ball. And it's going to force a three-second violation. That'd be an impressive three-minute violation. 21 seconds to go in the half. The score is 32-4. Here we go. Birchwood with the ball, taking it to the sideline. Moving around, looking for some help. Number 20, Jensen, pulls up her dribbles. She feeds it over to Callender. Callender working it hard, getting past. Not past Monica, but forcing her backwards. The shot by Callender is no good, but the putback at the buzzer is going to be good by number 20, Jensen. So there we go. At the end of the first half, the score is 32-6. King Cove with a strong lead against the Birchwood Warriors, but Birchwood's points all came right there at the end, so good job. Maybe they're getting their groove back, and they're going to be ready to come out storming in the second half. Who knows? But you'll find out. Stay tuned to KSCP.
All right. I'm going to take you into Q, Austin, and we'll give a big shout-out to the people that support this radio station. We will be right back after this halftime. Give us about 9 or 10 minutes. We'll get this other half of Rookies Basketball on KSTP.
Programming for KSTP comes to you in part by GCI, offering telecommunications services around Alaska, including cell phone, internet, and television. For more details, www.gci.com.
Programming on KSDP is brought to you by TelAlaska, continuing a tradition of innovation and excellence, connecting businesses across Alaska through an advanced statewide data network. From office to office, town to town, to the world outside. At TelAlaska, of course you can.
This program is being brought to you by a generous donation from the Aleut Corporation, whose mission is to maximize dividends and choices for its shareholders. www.aleutcorp.com for more details.
Programming on KSDP is supported by the Shumagin Corporation. Located in Sandpoint, the Schumigan family of businesses includes property and equity management, the Sandpoint Tavern, and the Anchor Inn Motel. The Schumigan Corporation, serving its shareholders and the people of Sandpoint, on the web at www.schumigan.com or by telephone at 907-383-3525. The Schumigan Corporation, hometown values and service, a proud sponsor of KSDP.
And once again, if you haven't become a member, a paid supporting member of KSDP, Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting, your membership counts. APradio.org/members. You can sign up right there, or heck, just press the help out button on the website, APradio.org. We'll fill this in with a little bit of music. How about some modern alternative? Black Keys, Gold on the Ceiling, The OCs, Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. Keep it tuned. fading out the M83, coming back to rookies basketball. Here you go, Austin.
Yes, we are. Back underway with the rookies have possession of the ball. Oh, and that's going to be a travel call against Emily Brandel as the rookies were moving the ball really well, taking a couple shots and getting the boards on the offense while they were at it. But Emily Brandel got the ball at the top of the key. Oh, and I don't... Okay, a little instruction there by the referee. Sorry to pause for a second, but they were instructing number 20 exactly what to do. That's Priscilla Jensen. She needed to hand the ball to the referee before she could start. But Jensen put some defense in front of Emily, and it could have gone to blocking, but it's not too heavy on the contact, so they're going to call travel. And another travel as the ball falls to the floor, picked up by Callender. Callender, who is a captain, just having kind of a hard struggle getting things going here on her game. All right, so the ball in the hands now of the rookies with set, going out of the half. It's 32-6. Rookies up big. All right, ball now in the hands of Monica. She drives it in, taking it all the way to the baseline. She gets around all sorts of defenders, counts the basket off of the baseline shot, and the contact by Callender is going to send her to the line for one more. Good job by Monica. Just saw the lane, took it, and then, like, worked her way down, making the shot open. All right, so 34 now to 6. Rookies are up. Going to be 35 here. Nothing but net by Monica. Good job, 35-6 now. Almost up by 30. All right, here we go. Carrie, the captain and leader of this team now for Birchwood, is going to take the ball up. She finds over the right-hand side and right into my blind spot here between the posts. Okay, taking it out now towards the baseline, taking it all the way and putting it up the jumper from the right-hand baseline. It's up and in. Nothing but net, 35-8 now. All right, ball in the hands of Elena. She drives fast and sees Emily Brandel wide open behind the defense on the baseline, puts up a shot quick, doesn't go down. Fights for the rebound, back in the hands of the rookie. Elena, oh, that's got to make your coach happy when Elena just drives into the paint, goes up into the air like you're going to take the shot, and immediately passes over to the post where the shot's finished by Kiana. Good job. Okay, ball now in the hands of Birchwood. 37-8 is its score with 6:30 to go in the third quarter. Carrie pulls up her dribble. She needs a hand. She finds Callender. Callender drops to the floor, doesn't travel. Good job being able to get it out before she slid. Finds Carrie. Carrie takes it into a little 180 spin, puts up a shot. No good. Rebound to the rookies. And Emily Brandel's going fast. She passes over to Elena, who's on the left-hand side, bottom post of the baseline. Shot high up, goes over the rim, and Callender, or, man, they're just going lots of help necessary there by Carrie. She finally gets it. She had no dribble, looking for an opportunity. And I think that's the rookies are a very physical team. I think it kind of surprises people sometimes how physical they can get. Carrie driving the baseline. She's got two defenders just collapsing right on her. So the ball goes out of bounds off of her foot and into the hands of the rookie. Big substitution. What is this? Four players sitting down. Make that. There's some confusion. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 on the court right now. Yep, trying to figure out who exactly is supposed to be there. McKenna comes in. And she gets the ball immediately on a pass, and she walks onto the sideline while the game, the ball is kind of in action. Drives it for a layup, no good. Rebound goes to Birchwood. Oh, but they throw the pass away into Emily's hand. Nice layup by Emily Brandel. Crosses over onto the right-hand post and takes it all the way up. Beautifully done. 39-8 now. They've reached the 30-point lead territory. And that's a travel. That was Sullivan driving fast into the lane. She hopped up into the air and landed back down, trying to fire it off in time, but just couldn't quite get it up. All right, ball now in the hands of the rookies off that moving violation. And McKenna is going to take it up. She passes the half-court line. Met by Becker. Over now to Sadie. Sadie, good feed down to Zalea. Strong passes by the rookies. Zalea just turns into the paint, puts it up and in for the power-up about 2 feet down. And I just got a notification that the score is really close for the Lady Eagles over in Nikolaevsk. At the end of the third quarter, the Eagles were up by 2, so I'm excited to see how that one goes. All right, ball gets thrown away. Last touch by Carey for the Birchwood Warriors. So it's going to go out of bounds. And ball now in the hands of King Cove. Under 5 to go here in the third quarter. And here we go now, taking the ball up. Emily Brandel drives over to the left-hand side, but loses possession. Good defense there by Birchwood. Birchwood takes the ball up. Oh, but Carrie has possession. She loses it as Christina, Sadie gets behind her, takes it out. Oh, for the weak pass history. Snapped up quickly by Sullivan. The high dribble is taken away by Christine Eichley. Eichley with the and one as she goes up for a fast layup on the left-hand side. Gets pushed from behind. It goes up and in, and she's going to the line for yet another three-point opportunity. Man, the ball just changed positions there about four times, back-to-back-to-back. Hard to keep it going when you have that kind of movement, but there you go. Great job by the rookies just controlling the possession and doing good composure on the shots. Okay, free throw is off the back of the iron. The rebound goes to McKenna. She finds Jalea. Jalea fumbles the pass, has to send it over to the other side where Christine Eich is going to put up a jumper from about 10 feet out. No good. Rebound. Heel, though, off the rebound. Oh, Sadie trying to get a weak pass. She does get it, but Sullivan did a good job getting up in there and trying to put some pressure on her. But Sadie catches the ball, puts it up, and it rolls over the rim and in. 45-8 now is the score. King Cove looking to score a 40-point lead here in this game. Under four to go here in the third quarter. You're tuned in to Rookie Basketball. McKenna Gold making her go backwards. Oh, there's a reach zone. Yeah, they're going to call the foul. And the number 21 who was dribbling around, that's Sullivan, Kiera Sullivan. She was even moving backwards because the defense that McKenna was putting on her was so tight. But McKenna finally gets the call for the reach. And so that'll be a throw for the sideline. And the first foul of the second half for the Northeast. Ooh, a pass goes high. McKenna runs it down, picks it up, and slows things down. She's going to need a pass, though. There we go. She finds it to Christine, who quickly feeds it over to Emily, who had a wide-open lane all the way on the baseline, drives up for a 5-foot jumper, up and in. Good job by Emily. 47-8 is the score, 3:35 on the clock. Sullivan taking the ball and driving to the baseline. There's 2 points for the Berkeley Warriors. Good job taking it out, 7 feet out on the baseline. Score now 47-10. All right. Emily Brainell burns past the defender, but it gets poked out by Carrie. And on the way, as she was passing by Carrie, Carrie even poked out her hand and knocked the ball loose. So it's throwing underneath their own baseline for, or into their own basket for the rookies. The pass goes into McKenna, and there's no one around her, so she just turns and takes a jumper from about 8 feet out, and it's up and good. 49-10. Boys are coming up next, so don't go anywhere. We got T-Jack basketball. Oh, there's a steal by Christine. And Christine has really shown herself to be a great basketball player on the defensive end. But, man, the composure, she takes a second left-hand side layup. She dribbles with her right, but she sends it over to the left, and she just puts it into the basket on a left-hand layup. That takes practice. There we go now. 40-point lead officially, 51-10. And another poke out of the ball, but it's going to go out of bounds. And that one last time touched by the rookie. We're going to have Monica, Elena, and Kiana sub in. McKenna's going to sit down. Christine and Emily will all catch their breath. So Coach doing a good job just getting a high rotation of his players. He's got many more games from this road trip. All right, ball now in the hands of Carrie. Carrie dribbling up. She finds Sullivan on the left-hand side. Bounce back to Carrie at the top of the free throw line, but she can't get past Elena and McKenna, who's a stopper on the defensive end. So they're going to send it back outside to the perimeter. Rupert, fast rotation to the left-hand side. Good job by Monica, keeping the body right in front of her. She has to pull back and look for some help. All right, she finds Sullivan. Sullivan dribbling the ball. Moves over to the right-hand side. She's got some good handles. Takes it over towards the baseline. Looking for a chance to get past Kiana, but it's not going to happen. Kiana keeping right in front of her. A nice no-look pass over to 20, number 20, Jensen for Birchwood. But there was Monica Yatronath who just quickly ropes it up. Four-hand jump ball. Possession for the Warriors. 2:06 on the clock. It scores 51-10. Kinko with a big lead. Ball thrown into Becker off the baseline throw-in. Her shot off the back iron. Rebound quickly to the rookies. And great job. Sadie just did a long pass and allowed Kiana just to run in. And just a beautiful leading pass there. She just ran it down right away. Took it all the way for the layup. 53-10 now. 1:45 to go here in the third. All right. Pass over now to Karuba. Karuba puts it over to number 5, Becker, whose shot goes off the back of the backboard. Rebound to Elena, who has Kiana just wide open and breaking fast. She takes it all the way for 2 points. 55-10 now. 90 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. So Carrie calls out the play for the Birchwood Warriors. She pulls back. She was going to take it to the right, but Sullivan, who, or Jensen, who's on her right, cuts and closes that door. So now it's going to be Sullivan Oh, Carey breaks into the free throw line, puts up a shot. No good. Jalea with a forceful rebound. And, man, good job by Kiana. She has nothing but rookies all around her. She passes to Monica. Monica's shot goes a little hard off the back of the iron. Rebound over to the Warriors, quickly picked up by Elena. Elena with a pass. It's a little too hard. She had Kiana down towards the baseline, maybe about 3 feet out from the hoop, and it's a little too hard. Coach Paul telling his girls that you got to keep talking. You got to let them know because Kiana didn't see that pass coming. And it was a very hard pass game through lots of defense. 52 seconds to go in the third quarter, 55-10. King Cove up by 45. All right, here we go. Calendar in the game now for the Warriors. He passes to Carey. Oh, Carey's pass gets almost snatched away by Kiana. She's able to maintain it, get her girl back, drives over to the right-hand side, puts up a shot from the corner of the free throw line. No good. Rebound goes to Brookwood, but they throw the ball away to Elena. Elena has Monica breaking real fast, but, man, she just had two defenders collapse on her and catch up with her. So she passes the ball over to the cross post. Couple shots there by the King Cove rookies. No good, but Jalea finally gets her hands on it. She'll finish it. There we go, 57-10. Working for that 50-point lead now. Carey driving up the ball fast. Feeds it over to Jensen. Jensen taking over to the right-hand side. Another good ball handler, but, oh, a poke-out steal by Elena. The pass is just, didn't know what the clock was doing, so she tried to drive it up for the layup instead of taking the long shot, and there's the buzzer. The score is 57-10. And I just got to tell you that right now that the defining factor, as always it has been for the rookies so far this season, that I've seen them play has been the defense. Their defense just shuts everything down. They've had probably 20 steals this game easy. They're able to convert on the offense, which is the other crucial part of that equation. But, man, they just are able to put heavy, heavy defense on every single person. Their man-to-man is run throughout the game with incredible energy, which – as anyone who has ran for an hour straight would tell you, is quite an amazing feat for all of them to do this. So great shout-out to the rookies in this game. They're leading the Brookwood Warriors 57-10. You're tuned in to KSDP. And I've been looking to see if I can get an update here from the ladies. Oh, here we go. No, that's the halftime. I'm going to go ahead and keep searching right now and see if I can't get the update for the Sandpoint game over in Nikolaevsk. I know it was tight. Final score. Oh, that was Brookwood. No, that's a Brookwood score right there. So what a great game, though, from all these teams. Oh, actually, no, Lady Eagles won 53-40. So good job, Lady Eagles, with a strong finish there against Nikolaevsk. All right, ball in the hands now of the rookies. They take it up and in. Good job. Working on extending that 50-point lead now. All right. The ball in the hands of Brookwood. The Warriors drive it down to the baseline, but Sullivan has to send the ball back out to the perimeter. She finds Callender. Callender drives into the paint, sends it back outside to the perimeter. Oh, and a poke out there by Elena, probably like her 10th steal, to be honest. Brookwood just has to pass the ball. They have to show some. I think that's what right now. There's a quick 30-second timeout called by Brookwood coach, and if I had to guess, she is going to be talking to her girls about putting on the pepper when it comes to passing. Elena has been able to poke out every single pass that comes even remotely close to her, and so they've got to really do something for a little more oomph in their pass and make it a little bit harder for that to happen. Score as we go right now, 61-10. King Cove up by 51. The time on the clock is 7:18 in the game. And again, Sandpoint, the ladies did win against the Nikolaevsk Warriors. I believe the score is 53-40 from what I saw. See if we can't get an update on the boys and let you know how Sandpoint boys do. All right, here we go. Now ball in the hands of Brookwood. They're going to take the ball up to the right-hand side. Pass over to Sullivan. Now to Callender. She takes it up. Oh, but, man, the ball gets deflected out of her hands. She powers up from the shot in the paint. But good job by Brookwood maintaining possession. They take the ball out. Pass over to Sullivan. He takes a shot from about 7 feet outside on the right-hand side. No good. Rebound to Elena. She's going to go coast-to-coast with the ball and takes it up and in. Nice layup on the right-hand side. She has had an open lane for the entire way. 63-10 now is the score. 6:44 to go in the game. All right, the ball in the hands of Sullivan. She's going to play point now. Another poke out. This time, Emily Brandel just snatches it. She takes it all the way. Oh, but her shot, she was moving real fast. Her shot's going to go just towards the bottom of the rim and fights it down, though, trying to get the rebound. It goes out of bounds, though, last touch by Emily. So good defense there by Emily. Took it in real fast, though. Didn't have anyone trailing behind her, so it really was all or nothing on that play for her. Here's Sullivan with the ball against the Birchwood. Over the right-hand side, but picked off by Sadie this time. Oh, but she's got defenders all around her. Sadie goes to the ground, and we're going to have a jump ball call. There wasn't really a referee there to kind of watch that one. She had three defenders blast on her, so good job hanging on to the ball. Subbing in now, number 12, Carey comes back in for Callender, and then Kariba's going to come in for Becker. Ball now in the hands of Birchwood Academy. 6 minutes left to go in the game, and another soft pass. Wasn't stolen this time, but number 20, Jensen, takes it into the paint. She's looking for help. She's inside the middle there. Finds it outside over to Patterson. Oh, but a pass to the perimeter gets snatched up by Elena. Elena crosses over to the left-hand side, and just a beautiful left-handed layup, man. Wonderfully done. Take it to the right side or left side. Doesn't matter. 65-10 now. See if they can't get a 60-point lead. Here's Carey back in the game. Takes the ball up to the right-hand side. Finds Sullivan at the top of the key. Sullivan is going to dribble now. She's tightly guarded by Elena. They know how good she is in defense. All right, Patterson rotating the ball out now towards Sullivan. Back to the outside perimeter they go as they just keep trying to poke in. They move the ball in but have to send it right back out. The defense in the middle and the man-to-man is too much. Sullivan does a good job driving to the baseline, puts up a jumper from about 7 feet out. No good. Patterson with the board, though. She drives past the defense, puts up a shot. That's hard off the glass. Ooh, and counts the basket right there. Number 20, Priscilla Jensen, puts one up and it goes in. Plus a foul. 65-12 now the score. And we've got a slew of substitutions as Monica, Christine, and Lieutenant come in. Kiana, Sadie, and Emily will both catch their breath. Well, all three catch their breath. Five to go here in the clock. The score now, 65-12, and we're in mercy rule territory right now where the clock just keeps going no matter what. That free throw attempt is no good, but the Birchwood Warriors track down. Oh, and Zalea accidentally puts a little too much body contact on number 15, Emma Patterson. Patterson has to kind of like, they're both flying in the air trying to get to the ball, and Zalea just put body contact. Ball goes out of bounds, last touch by Monica. Good defensive pressure by Monica, forcing the ball back out of bounds. 4:30 to go here in the game. The clock is just running continuously now. The Warriors stack up into a pile as they move, as they get ready to put their play in from the sideline. There they go, play in motion. Number two is wide open. Kariba finally, yep, she gets the pass, takes her to the right-hand side, sends it outside to Sullivan, but McKenna puts a good hand on it, almost knocks it out of bounds, but Sullivan regains her dribble, sends it to Patterson, takes a shot. Oh! Patterson gets one in. Dribbles all the way around the rim and goes up, and goes down. 65-14 now is the score. Elena with the ball now for the rookies. She's got 3:50 on the clock and plenty of time to do whatever the rookies would like to do. They send it over to the top of the key, Monica now, and I think the Warriors are just going to let the clock burn down a little bit. Elena drives the baseline, puts up a jumper, drains it. 67-14. I guess really there's no worry about letting the time, you know, trying to burn the clock down because the clock is running continuously. Here you go, Carey with the ball now. She drives at the right-hand side. Good screen. Gives her an open lane. She'll drive it. Oh, it goes off the back of the rim. Rebound being fought for, but Elena brings it down. She's got McKenna breaking fast, but Carey's going to come quickly to a cross-the-post pass to Monica. Oh, just off the back of the rim. Rebound goes off the hands of Monica now down. And trying. She could have, yeah, had a chance to put it up off the angle, off the glass. Goes for the rim. And it hit the rim hard. 3 minutes to go here, 67-14. Shinkov up. Oh, and a light pass gets snatched up by McKenna. She'll get to Elena. Monica, this time, uses the glass and flips it up and in. Good job making the adjustment by Monica. Got the feet from the right-hand side, put it up from about 3 feet out. 69-14 is the score. King Cove with the lead, 2:32 on the clock here. Yet another steal by Christine. Another cross the post pass to Monica, makes it wide open. And a 30-second timeout as Coach Paul Barker is going to take an opportunity to let his girls. And Carey falls down pretty hard. And I think there's a little bit of frustration. She hit her knee really hard as she fell for the Blizzard Warriors. And, she kind of put her head down. And I think there's a little bit of pain there. She is kind of favoring that side. Yeah, coach is giving a chance for his girls to catch their breath and also put in her subs because there wasn't going to be a break there. Calendar's also going to come, and I think she's going to sub in for Carey. That fall on her knee kind of hit it hard. Ball now in the hands of, I believe, the Warriors. Yep. 2:22 left in the game, 69-14. And just a dominating defensive game here by the rookies, just not giving the Warriors any chance. Good man-to-man defense, high energy all the way. Good poke out there by McKenna, but Sullivan's able to keep her dribble. She's going hands, but this time she pulls up her dribble looking for help. There's Jensen. Jensen with the ball now. Gets a screen set by Sullivan, decides not to take it. Looking for some help. She finds Karuba. Karuba puts up a hard shot. She had Kiana all over her. Had not even a chance to look at the ball. Goes over the top of the rim. And out of bounds, throwing for the Warriors. 69-14 is the score. 1:45 to go here. Oh, the passing just gets taken right away by Sadie. She has Emily breaking fast. And that one goes hard off the glass. Sadie follows the rebound. Her shot's no good either. And as there's just a massive fight for the rebound, Sadie gets it on her knees, is able to pass out to Kiana. And the ball goes outside to Emily Brandel now, where she'll take a shot for three. No good. And we've got a jump ball there on the floor. And Sullivan trying to catch her breath. McKenna and her both went hard for the ball. And we have Carey come in for Sullivan. I think that jump ball was a pretty physical experience for her. Yeah, she looks like she's at the side now and just kind of frustrated, maybe had a little bit of a muscle spasm there. Under a minute to go here in the game, 69-14. The rookies will have possession off the jump ball. They're going to throw it in underneath their own basket. Kiana wide open, puts it up, no good. Rebound goes, a travel there by McKenna. Trying to get her Stanton to fire it out. Shuffles, no good. All right, ball now in the hands of the Warriors. They've got 30 seconds to go in the game. 69-14 is the score. The rookie's going to take this one all the way home. As they plan on going, I'm trying to think where they're going to be next. Well, not Wasilla. I think they're going to be... We'll find out where they're going to be next. I'm trying to remember off the top of my head. All right, all the way. McKenna just stole the ball and took it all the way up for two. 71-14. We're going to see if we can't get a 60-point lead here for the rookies. Oh, long distance call in for three by Carey. We're going to put that one up and in, and that will be the buzzer. 71-17 is the final score, and what was a complete and utter domination by the rookies. They just totally had the defensive end of the game honed in. And up next, in just a few minutes, we will have the Warriors squaring off against the T-Jazz. Don't go anywhere. That promises to be another great game of basketball. Virgil, again, 71-17 is the final score. I'll call you back and shoot you a message to let you know how much time is on the clock.